And look at this. Tom here has been up baking cookies all night.
Absolutely not. I surround myself with very good people that need to get the credit for a lot of things we talk about today. Kai and I were just talking about that is the principal gives direction, but there's a lot of people that make things work during this week. And the cookies, Liz Mimna, up baking early, 5:30, 6 o'clock this morning.
Course.
And you are one of the many businesses that we will be delivering cookies to this week.
You are the best.
In appreciation.
You are the best.
Yeah, so you have to share them, Bill.
Now, being a good Catholic kid, I got to share these, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Doggone it. I'm not going to be able to sneak out of here.
No.
Okay.
No.
Tom here, Kaya Castian, St. Mary's School, St. John's School, Catholic Schools Week, kicking off. Actually, it kicked off yesterday, correct?
It did.
Okay. What is happening during Catholic Schools Week? What are some of the things you got going on at, Tom, we'll start with you, going on at St. Mary's?
Very good. So yesterday we kicked off with a parish gathering where the students take care of the ministries on that day. We just celebrate the parish and all it does for us. So St. Mary's, St. Thomas, and St. Gall's, it would not be possible for us to have our school without their support. So yesterday we started out with that celebration. And again, I'm just going to go very, very quickly here. So there's a theme for each day, Bill.
Okay.
And so, again, today we're celebrating our community. And KBMW and all the businesses. We had Mayor Wilson in this morning giving a proclamation and declaring this Catholic Schools Week in Breckenridge. And then each day to go along with it, we have a fun activity. So today, we may have to pick another day, but students were going to deliver cookies through the area businesses. They walk to them with it being 15, 20 below. We like our kids, so we like our parents, and we want them to continue to send them to St. Mary's. This is one of those things where you send them out on a day like this. They're hearty, and I know the little kids would love it. Junior high, maybe not so much, but we'll get those cookies out.
Well, it's going to be 14 by Wednesday. I'm just looking at my extended, so you're in the clear.
Yes, and again, today is celebrating our community. Tomorrow is celebrating our students. We'll have an alumni lunch where the high school students come back and eat lunch with the students, the current students. We'll have a talent show where the students get to show off their talent. I just saw one of your many talents.
Oh, man.
It's
where it all
your
started
painting.
For me. St. Mary's School is where everything began for me, and I'm still doing it. So there you go. That's my testimonial.
Very good. Thank you, Bill. Celebrating our nation on Wednesday. We're going to have games with the firefighters and police officers in our town. A lot of times it's tug of war. We thought about dodgeball this year, but we don't want police officers and firefighters going
risky.
A little bit too risky. So we'll play some other games with them. On Thursday, this is a wonderful celebration. We get together with St. John's, and we celebrate a mass together. And Kaya,
how nice is that?
Mrs. Casty is in charge this year. We just show up and get to celebrate with them, and that's celebrating vocations on Thursday. And we recognize the people, our faith leaders in our lives, our priests and our nuns, and all those who take us down that path to know, love, and serve the Lord in all that we do. Friday, celebrating faith, knowledge, and service in our faculty and staff, volunteers. We're going bowling with the students. We're getting pizza for the whole school. Part of that is because at this point we're leading up to our big fundraiser of the year, the Steak and Wine, that takes place on Saturday, where we celebrate our families. So we can't use the cafeteria, we can't use the gymnasium, because they're decorated, they're decked out, you know, dozens of volunteers coming in to make that happen. But just overall, just a wonderful week to celebrate our Catholic faith and our Catholic school.
Always love talking to you because you're so passionate about what you do, and it definitely comes through.
Love it.
There's an energy there.
It gives me great purpose in my life. And again, as much as I get thanked for that, I thank the students, the staff, everyone who's involved in Catholic education, and our community. Again, it's not just Catholics that are supporting us. It's our entire community.
Count the blessings.
Blessings, absolutely.
Kaya, let's move over to you over at St. John's.
Yeah.
What do you got going on?
We celebrate the same theme days as that's a nationwide Catholic Schools Week agenda, I guess. So we also did a mass. Our students really got into that last year, or excuse me, yesterday, last year as well. But so they helped do the mass, you know, hand out some things afterwards. Today we have Hero and Superhero Day. So nice. We have a nice assortment of Batman, Superman, Captain America, but also a lot of parents and teachers that are represented in that as well. So that's kind of been fun to see their imaginations.
Who's your favorite superhero?
Well,
you had to pick one.
I don't know. I am a Marvel fan. I do like a lot of them. We watch a lot of, I have a lot of kids at my own house.
Sure.
So we watch a lot of those. The students are also signing banners for our community leaders. And we also have some of our community leaders coming into our classrooms in less than an hour here to read to our students.
Wow.
So everyone from the police chief to parks and rec directors to teachers and all sorts of fun stuff. Tomorrow, we will be dressing crazy, and the students actually pay to dress crazy tomorrow, and we then make a donation to a charity of our choice, and this year we chose the American Heart Association in honor of our custodian that passed away this year,
wow.
Butch Nelson, so we're excited to raise some money for that and just have fun with the kids while they really take it to the ceiling and
right.
beyond usually for that. We'll do student prizes. Again, our alumni will come in and have lunch with us and some activity stations. Wednesday, we are celebrating our 100th day of school, so we'll have a lot of elderly students walking around, which is always a really fun day. So they can wear dress like they're 100 or
sure.
wear 100 of something. And then we get up and dance and have a good time there, just celebrating that. Half of our grades will be writing letters and creating pictures for soldiers and veterans in our lives, I guess. And then Thursday, while we celebrate the vocations and we'll do mass, like Tom said, with St. Mary's, but we'll also do a living rosary where all the students gather in the church and everyone says a prayer as we go around.
So how nice is that?
It's really, it's one of those things that just you look forward to every year. We have some students going over to the Leech Home to sing for the residents there, and just looking forward to a great time with our friends across the river. And we don't get to see them very often, but
right.
we're hoping more and more as our lives get back to normal here.
Well, and strength in numbers, too.
Absolutely.
The two of you combined, you
Absolutely.
Know. How great is that?
Yeah. And then Friday, we will celebrate our staff through a staff luncheon put on by our school board. And then student bingo. We're going sledding if the weather warms up. I think it's looking
the weekend's looking
at the end.
Yeah, weekend's yeah. looking really good. So.
Yeah, so that's always a favorite thing. And then we'll do hot chocolate in the classrooms when they return. So.
Fun stuff. Who thinks of all this stuff? Where do you come up with all these ideas?
I think we both have committees that come up with it.
We do. And now that Mrs. Casti has gone through her list, I'm going, wow, I have some great ideas, maybe even to institute this year, but going into yeah. next year, maybe we should just switch things back and forth. And so,
yeah,
you know, again, the ideas are incredible. Thank you.
I got to ask you both this question, and it's a very big question, too. Catholic Schools Week, what's the advantage to a Catholic education? Tom, we'll start with you.
The advantage to a Catholic education for us at St. Mary's and the families that send their child there is the fact that our purpose, our mission at our school matches up with our purpose here on earth. And so whatever is being taught in the home as far as faith, we back that up in our school. And that's to know, love, and serve the Lord in all that we do. That's our purpose here on earth,
mm-hmm.
so that someday we can be happy with the Lord in heaven. And so I think that's the biggest advantage, is that just permeates throughout our classes, throughout our days, especially during Catholic Schools Week. But it's in the forefront of everything we do.
Right.
So, again, putting your faith first, we talk about that quite a bit, is, you know, what's first in your life? And we talk about family and all these types of things, very, very important. But
mm-hmm.
putting your faith first is all those other things fall into place then.
Keep it at the center.
Right.
Kai, how about you?
I just think the overwhelming support that we get from our friends and our family and staff, it's a different atmosphere when you walk into a Catholic school. We have amazing educators in this community, whether they're public or private, but there's just something different, especially when you have an opportunity to take a student who's having a bad day and just say, hey, can we walk over to the church and should we just take some quiet time?
Right.
And we do this. I probably do that with a student once a week, to just take them over there. And there's just a sense of calm, and we can just refer constantly to that there's things bigger than us out there that are supporting us, even if we can't see them or touch them. So
I always say I got the greatest dad in the world. I know that.
Yeah.
Okay, so right there with you. And I'll tell you, from you two being in here, okay, and I'm not just blowing smoke, two people that are exactly where they should be doing the jobs that they should be doing. That goes for both of you. Thank you so much. Have a great, great week.
Yes, thanks for having
this
us.
Week. And
thank
Tom,
so
I got to get you in here later on in February.
Yes.
Because you got some things going on over at St. Mary's.
Absolutely. We are looking to break ground in the spring of this year on a new school and parish gathering hall. It's very, very close. I could talk all day about it, but we'll wait for another date.
I might just give you the whole hour, and we can talk about everything.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you, Bill.
Kaya, thanks so much for stopping in. Appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Thank
9:31 here, The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning. Ag News, brought to you this hour by Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
Hi, this is Keith at Farmers Union Oil of the Southern Valley. Do you know our Wapton Scenic Station on the 210 bypass has diesel blender pumps? Our blender pump lets you control fuels you put in your truck. You can choose straight products, 30-70 blend, 50-50 blend, or 70-30 blend. No more guessing. Let the pump do the work for you.
Farmers Union Oil. Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
Got a little bit of sunshine going on, 18 degrees. Monday, January 30th, from the Twin Town Villa News Desk, I'm Bill Down.